heart beats faster and faster.
From voodoo to hoodoo and all kinds of weird stuff, guys. It's good to be back in studio. This is the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show.
Oh, that's right, Paranormal Broadcasting, where if you don't believe it, we probably talked about it first.
Hey, gang, we are back live in studio. That's right, we're off the beach and back live in studio. And the we'll be in the GB chat room all night long.
That's right, you can log into that chat room by going to our website at www.ghostanddemon.com.
And, of course, you were wondering, this is the Ghostman, Sean B.
That would make me Nathan S., a.k.a. the Demon Hunter.
And this is the Sunday, August 3rd broadcast of our little show.
Ooh, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is independently produced by Nathan Schoonover and Sean Burris and is broadcast live on Omnisound, KarmaCast, I Am Haunted, and Planet Paranormal Radio, and is recorded for Planet Paranormal and Para X Radio.
Okay, guys, get ready. This should be the end of the... This should have been the end of the year show, because we saved the best for,
Well, middle.
I guess the middle. Yeah. But tonight's guest, guys, we got a crazy cat in the house, the Professor Slim King. That's right. He's in the house with us. He's the author of many books with topics ranging from numerology, pendulums, dreams, and all kinds of other whacked out stuff. The professor also predicted the Belmont Stakes Superfecto. He'll talk about that tonight. And tonight he sits down with the Ghostman and Demon Hunter to unlock the secrets of the Hoodoo Box only on our show and only tonight, guys.
He unlocked the trifecta? Really?
Because he unlocks the secrets of the Hoodoo Box.
We're going to have to talk to him a lot about that because I'm a big race fan.
He predicted the Belmont Stakes Superfecto.
I've got to get some tips from him, definitely.
I do too. Me too.
And on that note, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast, and it starts right now.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Original Bad Boys of Paranormal, and your hosts for tonight's show, Ghostman and Demon Hunter.
That's right. Thank you. thank you, Bob the Demon Guy.
But it's Bob now.
It's Bob.
Well, see, I remember when we first started this, the guy, the little demon guy, he's had so many different names. I think his name was Steve one time.
No, it's Bob now.
It's Bob.
If you actually get out to the Mid-South Paranormal Conference this year, you will see the clip in the upcoming movie American Ghost Watchers 2, where we find the name of the demon that's been following the show.
And he's a part of the Ghostman Demon Hunter show.
That's right. And his name is Bob.
The Demon Hunter has found a demon, and he's a part of the show, see? So apparently, Demon Hunter is gainful employment for the underworld. That's
my job. It's like being a headhunter, only I'm the demon hunter.
Okay. I heard a joke, guys, and you got to bear with me. And I think it's okay to tell a demon hunter, but how can you tell when your girlfriend's getting fat?
Oh, Sean, I'm getting my finger ready on the button. Well, how can you tell?
How can you tell when your girlfriend's getting fat, folks? The answer is she can fit into your wife's clothes.
The comments of Sean Burris do not represent those of Ghostman and Demon Hunter or their affiliates.
What a way to start the show!
It's good to be back, Demon Hunter. It's good to be back in studio, guys. I tell you, last week, I couldn't stay away from you guys. I love the show and I love you guys so much. I was walking the beach at night, looking at the stars, watching the waves roll in out there in St. Petersburg Beach area. Actually, there's a little place called Treasure Island. And I thought of our listeners, Demon Hunter. And I had to call into the show, and I'm walking out there on my cell phone watching the waves come in, and I'm listening to you and Magnus.
That's right. It was Magnus and I.
Yeah, talked to the beautiful Marie D. Jones.
I know you were jealous.
I was, because I am truly in love with that woman. And she knows it. But special thanks to Magnus for last week. Magnus, you rock. We love you. Good friend of the show, man. Good friend of the show. Did a great job. You guys had a great show.
It was fun. It was really fun. But it's good to have my brother back.
That's good. That's good. I feel good to be back, brother. It does. It feels like I'm right here in the captain's chair again, and we are in the beautiful Ghostman and Demon Hunter Studios. And I got to tell you, though, getting to go out there, I took the boys. We went out to, like I said, St. Pete Beach, and white sand and greenish-blue water. And, of course, it just so happened Shark Week started while I was down there on TV. So Devin, my oldest, he didn't want to get into the ocean. So I spent a lot of time in the swimming pool.
But what a way to what a way to go to the beach, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could see the beach from the swimming pool, actually. But I actually seen my first man hammock, banana hammock.
I'm sorry.
I was laying on the beach, and this cat walked by, and he must have been 80, 85. God bless his heart. And he had on a neo, I don't know what you'd call it, Demon Hunter. It's like a hot orange banana hammock in front. And, you know, I was just kind of watching him going, oh, how's he pulling that off? You know, because it was a hot day and sweating and everything. And he turned around, and all I seen, it looked like a walrus flossing.
Oh!
So I'm actually wearing my hot pink banana hammock right now doing the show. I've turned over a new leaf. I'm no longer naked, guys. I'm wearing banana hammocks.
Well, that's a step up.
Yeah, but I can't believe some of these old people. Apparently, they go down there, folks. You work here in the States all your life, right? You deal with the cold, most of us. And then when you retire and go to Florida, apparently, Demon Hunter, they lose their minds.
Oh, no.
Because they're wearing banana hammocks.
Hey, bro, tell us a little bit more about Florida. I've got to fix something, and I want to mute my mic because I tend to curse when I fix this stuff.
Okay, well, you curse away and mute the mic, and I'm going to tell the guys out there another thing about Florida. I went down there, guys, in Treasure Island Beach, Florida. If you look it up online, just Google in Treasure Island, Florida, and it'll bring it up. And it's a beautiful part of the ocean out there, and there's a story about John. I don't know if it was John Lafferty or something like that, but he was a pirate that sailed those waters back in the day. So I was hearing all kinds of stories, and they actually got a place down the waterway there called John's Pass. It's named, I think, after the pirate. I don't know. But, you know, it's got all these restaurants and tourist spots and stuff. And I went out there, and they actually had a guy dressed up as a pirate. My kids ran up to him. He was like, "Arr, mateys, it's good to have you," and all this stuff. So we quickly ran away from him. He scared the children. So, but yeah, they got a pirate out there. And I walked up, guys, to a hearse, and it had been totally decked out, beautiful. Like it looked like a thunderstorm paint job on the side and all around the back and stuff. And it had purple lights inside. And it was the Treasure Island ghost hunting. Ghost tours. You have ghost tours literally everywhere anymore, Demon Hunter. It was amazing. I didn't get to take it. The boys, you know, my older son, he doesn't really appreciate the whole ghost thing. He kind of doesn't like that, so we kind of stayed away from that. But I'm going to contact that guy and try to get him on the show. But I'd love to hear the pirate stories. There was a story about a couple out there that died on their wedding night, and they still walk the beach to this day. I went out there. Like I said, it was well, during the show last week. So it was 9 to 11. I was on the beach walk. I didn't see him. I was looking for him, but I didn't see him.
I'm still listening to you, brother.
I'm talking, man. I can talk. Just let me have the mic and I'll run with it. But we got all kinds of crazy stuff, guys. And then I went to the bookstore today because I'm always looking for new info to give to you guys. And, of course, good old Fate magazine, right? I got the Fate magazine. You got to love Fate. I don't know how long they've been around. Well, actually, they're celebrating 60 years right now, guys. So to answer my own question, 60 years for Fate magazine. And, of course, that's True Reports of the Strange and the Unknown for more than 60 years now, guys. So big hats off to Fate magazine. They've been sponsoring the weird stuff for 60 years. Hopefully, we'll be on the air for another 60. But I just so happened to be flipping through it before the show, looking for stories to read and stuff like that. And I came across, and you guys know we talked about this on the show before, our very good friend of the show, Rosemary Ellen Guiley. And she has a whole chapter in here on Frank's Box. And they got a picture of Rosemary Guiley and Frank Sumption with his box. That's actually named after Frank Sumption, Frank's box. And, of course, the Frank's box is the way you communicate with the dead. There's different ways. People have kind of played off of that with the Radio Shack hack and stuff like that. But it was really cool. It was really cool to see Rosemary's beautiful face in there. So good for her. ITCs came really far. You know, I remember when I studied ITC, instrumental transcommunication, with Mark Macy and all that stuff. And, of course, that was the telephone calls from the dead, and they would talk to Dr. Mueller, who was passed over on the other side. I was really excited about it, but I seen this huge machine. And I thought, man, there's no way I can build that out in the garage. People think I'm nuts, you know. And the next thing, I'll be wearing, aluminum foil headgear, you know. And I didn't want to do that, guys. But, you know, because of people like Frank Sumption and Rosemary Nelligalli, now we have a way to build little boxes that some people believe can communicate with the dead. We don't know. The jury's still out here at the G&D Studios. We don't know if it can actually work or if it's, you know, what's going on there. So there was also a good thing in here, Demon Hunter, about induced after-death communication. And this actually comes from a psychiatrist. But, you know, this isn't a story or nothing, guys. I'm just going to read you the highlights about it. They call it IADCs. And it was first discovered accidentally by a psychiatrist, Dr. Francine Shapiro. Using rapid eye movements, she found she was able to desensitize herself and later her patients to negative emotions resulting from traumatic memories by first achieving a state of total recall and then by processing the experience, again, with the advantage of new experience. But she had this other psychiatrist that had lost her son, Kyle. He was playing basketball, and he died of a heart condition that they didn't know about, and she was able to speak with him through the IADC, after-death communication. And what it is speaking to the dead through your memories, apparently, by being able to tap into the other side through, I don't know if it's like a regression therapy. I don't know, Demon Hunter. I haven't, but I'm definitely going to read this article and get more back to you guys. It does look like a type of hypnotism, I guess. I don't know. I don't know, but it kind of lets your guard down, so it takes you back to like when you were a kid where you could see, you know, maybe communicate with the dead, see the dead a little bit. Your mind was a little clearer, so it kind of opens your mind up and lets whatever's out there talk to you. So, you know, that's a new thing right there, guys. IADC, you're going to hear a lot about that on the show in the coming months. I know you will. And because we're always hot, Demon Hunter, over these new ways to communicate with the dead.
I always am, anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So that, you know, that was interesting. But, you know, once again, man, congratulations to Fate Magazine. 60 years, Demon Hunter.
That is awesome. That is very awesome. I am I'm currently working on getting everybody into our show, Sean.
But anyway, like I said, when I was down there in John's Pass out there in St. Pete Beach area, the ghost stories are all over the place. But yeah, They're not the ghost stories we're used to. They're ghost stories of pirates and things that come from the sea, as you can imagine. You know, people that had drowned out to sea, old fishermen and stuff like that, and they come ashore at night. I was out there looking for them, guys. I didn't see them. You can't take pictures because you get a lot of orbs out there on the sand. You know what I mean? I found that out real quick, but you get a lot of orbs out there. So I don't know. That could be paranormal. I don't know. I know the sand fleas were real bad out there.
Well, you know, the sand fleas, last time I was down in Florida, they were a paranormal state all to themselves.
Have you ever seen these guys? If anybody has any information, go to the forums or get in the chat room and tell us right now. Is a sand flea a little white bug, or is it those little things? And this isn't a clam. I know you're going to laugh. But the little bitty shells, they're like the size of your pinky. And
no,
it looks
no, no.
Like,
those aren't sand fleas, Sean. Those are sand crabs.
Those are sand, but they look like a mussel or something. It's like, and they burrow down in the sand. The kids had a whole bag of them. It looks like snot coming out of the shell, but it moves. The snot moves.
How lovely. How lovely there.
Yeah, yeah. I try to draw you a picture, paint you a picture for the listeners out there, you know. Just live radio. But I did get to go out, guys, and I just got back from watching The X-Files, the new movie out there.
Very cool.
And I got to say, Dana Scully, I still love you very much. Gillian Anderson, she is looking very good. And, of course, you had David Duchovny up there on the big screen. It was so good to see him back together again, Demon Hunter. But it was a great show. It was a great show. I got to say, it wasn't as good as the first one, Fight the Future. But it was a good show. It was not so much paranormal, though. It kind of let me down a little bit.
I have not seen it yet. I was supposed to go see it last week. It didn't happen, but...
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was, like I said, it was good. I'd give it a 6. 1 to 10, I'd give it a 6. Just because I'm an X-File buff. I love the old X-Files. You get to hear the music. You know, you had that kind of dry humor that David Duchovny gets. And I'm sitting in the theater, you know, and he cracked a couple jokes, and they're real subtle. And nobody laughed except for me. I felt like a doink. You know, but I picked up on it, so I feel good. I feel good about it. I do. But anyway, man, like I said, it's good to be back in studio. I missed all you guys. And last week we had Marie D. Jones on, and I was at Barnes & Noble today, and I actually seen her new book, Super Volcanoes 2010. Is that it?
Well, the Super Volcanoes and 2013 are two different books.
Okay. It was 2013. That's her brand new one, right?
That is her brand new book.
And that is all over the shelves out there. And I also seen at the top shelf there in, it was on the actual shelf when I checked out, was Haunted, or not Haunted, but Strange Indiana.
Very cool.
Our good friends, Mark and Mark, and Troy Taylor wrote that, and another cat, I can't remember his name, but, you know, Weird Indiana, you gotta love that. You gotta love that. It talks about all things weird in the Hoosier State, and believe me, there's many, many, many things out there. And then, of course, I'm gonna go ahead and give a shout-out to Chris Moon and his fellows over there at Haunted Times Magazine, because I picked up a copy of Volume 3, guys. It's got a big skull on the front, and I was amazed to find this. Of course, you got Fate. Fate's awesome. But you got Haunted Times Magazine now on the shelves at Barnes & Noble, guys. And I bought the Volume 3, Issue 2. It's the Fall 2008 issue. And you open the book, guys, and the first page in it, it says, "Watch History Repeat Itself." And it's a whole ad for the Mason de Villa Hotel in Audubon Cottages. I don't know where it's at. Oh, actually, right here. It says it's in New Orleans. But, I mean, what other magazine can you get? You open up, it's a commercial for spending the night in a haunted bed and breakfast. I love it. It says, "Join guests past and present as you bask in the grace and charm of one of the most quintessential inns in the heart of French Quarter." Of the French Quarter. But, yeah, that was amazing. That's the first page when you go in there, guys. And there's so much in here. Like I said, I didn't have time to read it before this show. But they're doing good work there. I mean, they got pictures of ghost hunting groups from all over the United States. They write in and they send pictures saying, "Hey, thanks for the EVPs or whatever, or honorable mentions and stuff like that." And then they have stories all throughout it, Demon Hunter, about positive charges in the atmosphere and ghosts, fear of the darkness of Falstaff's experience. You know, it's. I mean, they have all kinds of different places. I guess they go on these journeys and they spend the night, and then they write these articles on these places. I mean, how cool a job is that?
That is a very cool job. I have to admit, I would like that job.
And then they got a commercial here, Demon Hunter. You wouldn't believe this. It says, "Treatment center for those possessed by evil to be built in Poland." Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it says, "In northwestern Poland, possession by evil spirits seems to be such a problem that a special treatment center is being built by priests, exorcists, and other concerned clergy to aid those who are being tormented by agents of evil. The treatment center, named the Oasis of Mary, the Queen of Light, is to be built in the village of," bear with me, guys, "Pogzernan," "Pogzernan, near the area of Pogzaga Galawenska, a vast swath of forest located in western Palermo, Poland. An exorcist and originator of the idea for the treatment center, Reverend Father Trojanowski, stated that he has received permission from the appropriate church authorities to build the treatment center, and that among those treated in the facility will be people possessed by evil and tormented and harassed by dark forces. In addition to the treatment center, Reverend Trojanowski plans to build a chapel, guest rooms, and a dining room to complete the facility. Reverend Trojanowski claims that each week around 20 people come to his hospital requesting help from him to rid them of evil forces in their life. Additionally, the Reverend noted the possessed person display hate towards religion-related matter and sometimes exhibit unnatural abilities, an immense physical strength, speaking an unnatural or even a foreign language when
helped." It's kind of like doing a show with you.
Yeah, kind of, but mine's called slurred speech. "When help for these people is applied occasionally, it appears to be successful. The spiritual possession is It is not a disease that can be cured with some pill, but it is very complex reality that needs strong absorption, guys. And there you go. That was by Brian Schill from Haunted Times Magazine. And I just couldn't believe it. Treatment center for those possessed by evil will be built in Poland, guys.
I'm impressed. You know, I've got to say, didn't you tell me something earlier tonight that we had to watch our system because our guest tonight, when he came on, the system seemed to crash?
I think so. They said that, you know, we've got so many listeners because the G&D show, our fan base has gotten so huge. And then when you bring a cat on like Slim King, the professor, they said they're just going to overload our chat room and everything. It's just going to go nuts.
Well, I don't know about our chat room, but I certainly think our the rest of our system has been overloaded because we finally are up and on the air properly.
Mm-hmm. So. Yay! Yay! But you know what? There's another story, Demon Hunter, from the Haunted Times.
Oh, please.
And it's by Brian Schill again. It says, I'm just going to read the highlights. It says, a room with a view to the other side. And apparently this lady, Lishu Jingsa, she's from China. She has made a mausoleum with coffin-shaped beds that you can pay to stay in overnight, and it's in the middle of the cemetery. This is an actual hotel that you could stay in.
Cool.
It looks just like an old mausoleum, and you go in, you stay, and I don't know if they have room service. But I hear the programming at night is very dead. That's what I got, man. You got to work on your toes in this show, guys. You get no help.
So, hey, what can I say? It's been a busy, busy day.
It has been a busy day. But, man, those people out there in China, just when they do a lot of stupid stuff, like try to put something against the Tibet, you know, about reincarnating, they try to say they can't reincarnate, they go and do something cool like this. So, you know, I don't know.
Well,
they're on the right track, Demon Hunter.
I certainly hope so. It's I'm looking forward to anything they bring us because it always makes good reading on the show.
Right, right. I want to give a shout out tonight to the official beer sponsor. No, they're not sponsors. We sponsor the beer, Ghostman Demon Hunter Show, Guinness Draft, guys. Of course, that's from the fine people at St. James Brewing Company in Ireland. So thank you very much, Guinness.
Yes, and the cigar for the week, that would be a Baccarat. Have I smoked Baccarat on the show before? I think I have.
Baccarat.
It's a very light, sweet cigar, and I'm enjoying it. And of course, I got it at the Buttheads Tobacco Emporium in Danbury, Connecticut.
Buttheads. Isn't that a game, Baccarat? Oh,
I thought you meant Buttheads. Was that a game?
Well, that's a game, too, but we can't talk about that on the air.
It may be a game you listen to, you play, Sean, but...
You know, I'm kind of depressed, though, Demon Hunter, I got to tell you, because I've been looking for stories all the time. We used to get a lot of good ones, and we've had no alien anal probing stories in a good 6 months.
I know, and I'm sorry about that, too, and I'm sorry that I left the whole first half of the show on you there, Sean, but we...
Well,
We finally got our system pretty much up and running now. So would you like me to tell the haunted location of the week?
I know I can't wait.
Well, maybe you'll have to. Maybe that's why I asked, so I can make you wait.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes me feel so much better, Sean.
I cut that one short. That was for everybody out there. You missed it last week. I got it for you.
Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome. Go ahead. I want to hear it. I want to hear the story, Demon Hunter.
Now you want to hear the story. I see how it works. Okay.
Very
interesting. All right. Well, then let's talk about the Connecticut critter. I'm up in Connecticut, so we might as well talk about it.
Is that like the Indiana critter? I mean, they make medication for that, guys. If you're going to go to the bars and use the toilets.
No, I think it's a different critter there, Sean. I think it's a different critter.
Okay.
So, if you want to hear about a weird location of the week, it is a Connecticut critter, and it was a rainy Monday night in August. It was August 23rd, 1982, when John Fuller and David Barkley were working at their dairy in Ellington, Connecticut. It was about midnight when they went out to do the regular routine check of the barns and check on the cows. Dashing inside to escape the rain, they discovered that something had beaten them to the barn, and it nearly scared them to death. They stood face to face with a nightmare. The impression, as so often is the case, was that of something alien and human at the same time. The alien part of the creature was gigantic and completely covered with hair. The man
Wait a second.
The man aspect of it was tall. It was tall, over 7 feet tall, in fact, and
huge, covered with hair,
standing upright. Its face seeming more human than alien. The Connecticut critter sat on the edge of the barn, feeding at the feed bin, watching the cows nonchalantly dangling one of their.
See, you said dangling. Holstein's you're opening this wide open.
Holstein's heads in the bin. I'm not sure if that means that, but I don't think it decapitated it. It was just holding the cow's head because it was reaching in and eating the feed. So I'm guessing this sounds like a Bigfoot to me.
Sounds like a big feet?
A big feet. 7 feet tall, human face, stands upright. So Connecticut's got a Bigfoot now.
Oh, wow.
Everybody's got a Bigfoot.
How's he paying for the taxes? That's what I want to know.
I can't do it. I don't know how he does it.
I don't know how he's doing it either, man.
It's ridiculous.
Especially with those big feet. You would think he needs a backyard, you know? I mean, a lot of the houses, if you buy just a house without a lot of property, you pay lower taxes. But, you know, big feet needs a lot of space to roam around in and kill cows, apparently.
Well, and you know, if... in Connecticut, if you spend over $100 on a piece of clothing, there's tax on it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You already pay tax on clothes.
Well, we don't pay tax on clothes under $100 here.
But if you buy a piece of clothing. If I buy a $5 t-shirt, it's another $5 tax here in Indiana.
Are you mean there's a tax in another state that we don't have in Connecticut?
Yeah, there's like a tax on a top of a tax here in Indiana. We're trying to catch up with Connecticut, I think. It's crazy, man. Well, Muldoon, he's in the chat room. He said that they probably seen Chewbacca.
Chewbacca. That could be. That could be. It was 1982. They were right in between the Empire Strikes Back and the Return of the Jedi there. People might have been thinking about Chewbacca. Sure, I could see that. Why not?
Did they film? They film in Connecticut?
They did. Well, of course they didn't, Sean. If they had film, this would have been – it would not be on our show. It would be on a real show.
But does Chewie eat cows?
Hey, a 7 foot Wookiee can eat anything he wants.
Right, right. You know, and then we got some people in there saying it might have been a skunk ape. Isn't that kind of, I mean, if somebody called you a skunk ape, wouldn't that hurt your feelings? Yeah, I know it would, Mark.
I would be terribly distraught. Terribly.
I've been called a dirty, you know what, several times, but never a skunk ape.
Let's not talk about what I call you, Sean.
Oh, that's good. That's good. But hey, David Hunter, we still got the famous G&D show Skull sitting here in the studio that we haven't quite figured out a way to raffle it off yet, guys. So, David Hunter, I think they should go to the forums tonight at www.ghostanddemon.com. Log on to the forums, guys, and tell us what kind of a contest you think we should have to raffle off our skull, the magic skull of the G&D show that's autographed by Rosemary Lane Guiley, Patrick Burns of... Haunting Evidence on True TV and Keith Age.
You know
what,
though, Sean?
More.
You know what? We should start holding the contest, but not give it away till the end of the year because we've got a few other things lined up this year, and we should bring it with us and have it signed in more places.
That's true, brother, and that's a good idea. You guys heard it here first. Me and the Demon Hunter is going to go on site, and we're going to get more autographs for you guys.
And we'll even throw in a copy of Kenny Biddle's book, Orbs Are Dust.
Yeah, we just got to come up with a way to give it away, though, guys. We're trying to give to you.
We're trying. Pearl. Nobody sent us any of the Sound Like the Booth Brothers.
I know. I don't understand it.
It's an easy thing to do. Just mimic Ozzy Osbourne, and you've got the Booth Brothers.
Sharon!
See, you're halfway there, Sean. You deserve a copy.
I think I should win Kenny Biddle's book.
That's right.
I think I won it. We'll just pass it back and forth. I'll win it one week, then you can win it tonight.
I'm so disappointed, Sean. I was so busy working on getting us broadcasting again. I didn't get to tell any of my stories about going to the Renaissance Fair this week.
Oh, you got to tell one, brother. You got to. I got to hear about this.
Oh, well, I actually started there. As a lot of people know, I work in promotions for a radio station. And I was at the Renaissance Fair trying to... set up in the pouring rain because we had a torrential rainstorm come through just as we were setting up. And So we're sitting up, and dozens of people are fleeing to get to their cars to have a dry place to sit till the storm passes. And my coworkers were noticing how all the young ladies were wrapped in bodices.
Were you wearing your metal cup?
I was not wearing my metal cup. Oh, I was man. Not. But they were wearing, you know, they were wearing bodices, which are pretty much bustiers that push all the lovely parts of ladies up to where everyone can see them. And the guys' eyes were falling out of their heads as these ladies were running by. And I looked at them and said, you know, guys, if you want to talk to them, you can't just walk over and stare at their chest. There's a particular way to talk to someone at a Renaissance fair like that. You have to walk over and compliment her footwear. You walk over and say, nice boots. But make sure you say boots. Nothing else.
You never told me this, Demon Hunter. You never told me this.
Oh, yeah. It's an important thing to know at a Renaissance fair.
Well, I would walk up and say, ma'am, you look very healthy today. You know? Almost bubblicious. Get it?
Bubblicious. Yes, Sean.
See what I did?
Better that than you're saying hubba bubba. Okay? I appreciate
That's true.
Oh, man. Well, we're broadcasting, which is a really good thing because we've got such a big night coming up with the professor.
Oh, we do. Slim King. The professor Slim King.
I talked to him a little earlier. He sounds like a great guy. He told me to set up a few things because he's going to demonstrate his powers this evening.
Listen to this, Demon Hunter. We got to tell him about it, guys. Listen. You guys hear that? That is a box that came to the G&D Show Studios this week. Me and Demon Hunter got it. It is a hoodoo box. It's all black. It has a moon and a star painted on it, and it came with a message on top with a scroll and crossbones that says, do not open, Ghostman and Demon Hunter, until the show. Sincerely, the professor, guys. And only tonight, on this show, will you find out the contents of this box, Demon Hunter. Me and Demon Hunter do not know what's in this box, guys. It is still closed. We're not going to open it until the professor comes on and lets us know when to do it. So listen at your own risk. You know.
Yeah, I know. I know, Sean. Hey, just a reminder again, folks, when I was telling that story, I see a few people discussing what I was just talking about the Renaissance Fair. It's boots. Boots. That's why I say compliment their footwear. Boots.
Our listeners are sick. You can't say something like boots and think they're going to think footwear.
I know.
I don't know. I guess it's a turkey shoot. It's like 50-50. You either walk up and you say, ma'am, you know, I've been admiring your all day long. Or you can walk up and say, wow, your footwear is beautiful. One way you could get slapped. The other way she could grab you and say, oh, take me. So you never know, Demon Hunter.
Well, there's an added story to the footwear compliments. But since we are on a broadcast here, I can't really tell the rest of the story because there's more to it, but let's just say that complimenting a lady's footwear at a Renaissance fair, good plan. So,
do you guys, at these Renaissance fairs, do you walk up and be like, hello, milady, would you like to go in my tent for the evening?
You know, there was a day when I think I did do that, and it worked, Sean, it used to work, but I'm too old and for that kind of thing now.
You're too old, and I got a real good refrigerator to sell. All you guys listening out there, if you think Demon Hunter's too old for that stuff.
I've got, I do have some interesting stories there, too, none of which can be told on the radio, but...
I just want to go. I want to go to a Dukes of Hazzard reenactment, and I want to be... Starsky and Hutch, and I want to be Starsky. That's what I want to do. Or Huggy Bear. Remember the pimp? Huggy Bear.
Huggy Bear, yes. Recently played by Snoop Dogg in the remake of the
Snoop
movie.
Diggity.
That's right. Yeah.
I want to be Huggy Bear. That's my new name. Ghostman Huggy Bear. That's my new name.
Uh-huh. I'm not calling you Huggy Bear.
You will and you'll like it.
I will not and you'll deal with it.
Oh, I just want to tell all the listeners out there, we just switched, guys, from Guinness to Tecate.
Oh, no. Now, Sean, you're dealing... You've got a hoodoo box there that's filled with some strong magic. I don't recommend you being drunk when you open that box.
All I got to say, my friend, is it's our hoodoo box, and whatever happens is on both of our heads. And possibly our listeners. The professor said tonight that he's going to be addressing some people in the chat room, too.
Well,
guys, all our listeners are in this with us, Demon Hunter.
He told me he won't do readings on the show, but he will, answer some questions and stuff like that. But he also did not know that we went from different studios, Sean. So whatever befalls us from that box, if you mess that box up, it's on you. Because I'm far enough away here.
Well, I'm throwing the big juju over on you. And I got to tell you, man, I was at Voodoo Shop or something like that, voodooshop.com, guys. And I'm telling you, if you want to think about anything to get me and Demon Hunter for our birthday, which is coming up in September.
No shrunken heads.
I would like a monkey and cock statue. Of course, it's a monkey and a rooster, chicken or whatever that is, and it's supposed to give you good juju, whatever that is, and good mojo, I guess, and it wards off evil spirits, and we need one, Demon Hunter, here in the studio, because we got the Gettysburg rocks, and now we got a hoodoo box, man.
Well, that should be interesting, Sean, but you know what? We got to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have Gigi with Inside the Horror.
Stick around, guys. Gigi's up next, and then we're getting real hot. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Nathan S. of the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show. When we needed a logo that would tell people what we were all about but was different from anything else out there, we went right to Loki Graphics at LokiGraphicsInc.com. We love the artwork that owner and illustrator Jonathan Sullivan came up with so much, we ordered our t-shirts and banners from Loki Graphics right away. They provided us with high-quality graphic art, screen printing, and helped us pick out the best value for our t-shirts and other products that fit our budget. LokiGraphicsInc.com is the official graphic designer and screen printer for the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show. Phone, email, and postal orders are all accepted, with contact information available on their website. Shipping is available for any order, or if you're local, you can stop by the shop and pick up your finished product. Check out Loki Graphics at LokiGraphicsInc.com and tell them the Ghostman and Demon Hunter sent you.
The Darker Side of the Moon is a listener's guide to the creepy, the spooky, and the unexplained. The Darker Side is an alternative variety show that delves deep into the shadowy secrets of just about everything, from the occult to dark comedy, sometimes serious, but mostly fun. Our show has a little for everyone. Join me, Becky Ray, and Laura Moon Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. That's 8 p.m. Central and 6 p.m. Pacific at DarkerSideRadio.com.
This is Troy Taylor of the American Ghost Society, and I love listening to the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show.
Yes, he does love listening to us, man.
Hey, man, we ran so late because of the broadcasting problem that we are going to have to go straight into the important question of the night.
Yeah.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Yo! Twin Cities! Yo! Voice 5-9. Y'all wanna make a movie?
I wanna make a movie!
What's up, guys?
GG!
How's it going?
Oh, awesome. We have so many people listening in to hear the Professor Slim King that our system crashed, and I had to fix it there.
Gigi, did you hear my... Gigi, I love you, first of all.
Yeah, I got your message. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. I just want to say, did you hear my joke earlier?
No, probably not.
Oh, that's terrible. I said, how do you tell when your girlfriend's getting too fat?
How?
When she can fit into your wife's clothes.
The comments of Sean Burrs do not represent those of Ghostman and Demon Hunter or their affiliates.
Twice in one night for the same joke.
You know what joke I actually heard earlier? And I actually, like, laughed. It's so stupid. I haven't heard it in a while. What do you call a girl with two black eyes? Or what do you tell a girl with two black eyes?
What?
Nothing. You already told her twice.
Oh.
I heard that earlier, and I was like, they still say that joke?
See, now we need a GG disclaimer.
I have to work on one. Yeah, I've got to get the other demon to make one.
Well, GG, we got the hoodoo box tonight. We're going to open it and unveil the contents of it tonight live on the show. Professor Slim King sent us to it. And somebody in the chat room said they think Elvis might be in the box. So I just got to say, what would Elvis say if he was alive today?
No, you know, I actually know what's in the box. You know what it is? Actually, Geraldo's going to come by. We're going to open it. It's Al Capone's crap.
That's what I thought. It's Al Capone's treasure. But what would Elvis say if he was alive today? He would say, help, help, let me out, let me out.
I think he'd be a hunk of rotting bones.
In the box. Right.
I don't think Elvis faked his death because who would want to be known through eternity for having died on the toilet?
Me.
Well, besides you, Sean.
Hey, the fans of Vanilla expect this, okay?
Hey, you know, Gigi, I'm not going to have international friends this week.
Why not?
Because our hosts at Podomatic, they seem to have messed up our system, and they did not send me this week's international listeners.
They're just jealous.
And I've emailed them 5 times this week, and we still don't have our international listeners. But hey, Sean, why don't you read our friends in the chat chat room? Since we don't have our
little brother,
listeners.
We can do that. It's a short task tonight. We got Ghost Chaser in the house, Spanky McBubbles or McBoobles, whatever you have you. We got Paragator, the Hot Mama. We got Muldooney, and we got Weird Man. Thanks for joining us, guys, on what's sure to be another great episode of the Ghost Man Demon Hunter Show.
Ooh, that sounds good, Sean. And let's thank our international listeners, because we do enjoy calling out their names every week. And I've been trying to get them since Monday, our listeners, and just nothing so far, so...
Thank you.
But they are out there, and they're down there in Australia. They're out in Manila. We have got them there. We have friends in Japan, in Spain, in Norway. In I remember those guys up in Sherwood Forest. Since I just got done with the Renaissance Fair, I really remember the Sherwood Forest guys. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you. They're probably listening to the GG Variety Hour, Gore Girl Variety Hour. You know.
Then I'd make more cracks about the men in tights thing, but that's all right.
I was on the toilet the other day, and I was listening to your program, Gigi. I love it. It's really great.
You know, that is the place where most people do listen to the show. So it's kind of funny that you say that. We set a poll out. Where do you listen to Girl Variety Hour? On the toilet.
Yeah. I know. No. So what do you got tonight, Gigi? What hot movie is coming through your sweet lips?
Well, I have to mention, just for Nate here, because he gave me the pleasure of having seen more movies this year than, I mean, I can even fathom him seeing. But Journey to the Center of the Earth, the 3D version,
mm-hmm.
That was actually pretty good.
Oh, I didn't get to see it in 3D, so I'm disappointed, but it was an okay film, yeah.
It was the best 3D film I've seen in a while.
Oh, now I have to see it in 3D.
I know, I was like, why would you not see it in 3D? I don't know, I was excited when I get glasses. I get excited over small things. So, I mean, you know, the whole rush you get of watching something in 3D, because how cool is that? You know, back in the day, you know, they had all these crazy horror movies come out in 3D, and everyone's like, ooh, you know, you get the little glasses, and it totally took your trip of excitement anyway to go see the movie and just, like, amplified it by 1,000. Because you're like,
remember when we had the old floor model TVs and you had to adjust your set and you'd go to Pizza Hut and get your glasses and like the Swamp Thing would be on or whatever?
I do remember that. I think Gigi's a bit young for that though.
No, I mean I was not around for it physically, but of course I know about it. So, oh my God.
I remember seeing it and my nephew who is now, he's about to turn 30. I was at my sister's house. He was 1 year old, I believe, when I went to see that. One or 2 years old, so
it's exciting though. I don't know what it is. It's this rush, like, and I like to go see. You know, of course I see the classic movies. You know, the horror movies that come out and stuff like that, and you know, all the new stuff that comes out. But I like to go see stuff every once in a while, just to kind of like, what the heck? I'm just gonna go see this movie. So I went to see it because I like Brendan Fraser or whatever, and I'm like, expecting anything from this movie. And then as soon as they hand me the glasses, I didn't care. I was like, this movie can suck. I don't care. I don't care because it rocks because I get 3D glasses. That's right. So I was like, I was all excited. My friend was with me. I was like, I get glasses. She was like, okay, and I'm leaving now.
But
I don't know. Why do people leave when we're around, Sean? It's like they're embarrassed or something because we're all hyper.
Speaking of which, I have to leave for a minute, okay? I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know why they leave, Gigi. It's we don't smell funny.
Is it because we took our clothes off that one time and jumped in the hotel fountain?
I don't know. They know we all shower together, so we're all clean.
Yeah, what? I don't get it. What's going on?
I don't either.
They don't know that the standard format for a show is that you have to shower together? God.
I apparently they don't get it.
I don't think they do. This is going to go on the back of my paranormal trading card.
We got trading cards now.
Did you hear about that? We talked about it last week with Magnus and Nate. I was like, oh my God, we should have paranormal trading cards, right? And at the front is a picture of us, and then like on the back would be like stats. So like Sean Burris on the back. He loves Under the Rainbow. And walks on the beach.
I walk away for 5 seconds. I come back. You're talking about that movie. I just all right, Gigi. What is the movie this week? I don't want to.
Favorite pastimes: laying around in women's panties.
One of these days, I'm actually going to review that movie. I'm going to freak you guys out. Guess what, guys?
I've definitely got to get the comments of Gore Girl do not represent those things all set up.
That would be an
what a hot show, guys. The energy's good. I like it.
That sounds good. It sounds good. No, I went, okay, of course, I had to give the shout-out to Journey to the Center of the Earth. It wasn't bad. It was one of the best 3D movies I've seen. Go see it just for the 3D-ness of it. But look, we just came up with a new word. Anyway, oh my god. So I went and saw, of course I had to, because people want to know, Mummy 3.
the other Brendan Fraser film of the summer.
I know, it was like a Brendan Fraser week. I was like, what is going on here? I was like, oh my god, all right.
At least they didn't remake Monkey Bone, okay? So it's,
How do you spell ham?
How do you spell what?
H-A-M-M-O-C-K. Well, I'm sending it out anyway.
Okay. I was like, Brendan Fraser in a hammock. I don't know.
Are you talking about your banana hammocks from earlier, the earlier discussion, Sean?
I think so.
Guess what? Brendan Fraser's in the Voodoo Box as well with Geraldo. It's great. It's going to be a great time.
Wow. Well, I can hear him talking in there.
I can hear him. Is he doing his George of the Jungle or his Dudley Do-Right?
I'm holding the box right now, guys. I'm afraid to even hold it. I can feel the energy off of it.
Okay.
I'm like, that was a pause. That was a dramatic pause.
That's when you guys catch in. You know, that's when you guys come in right there when I pause.
No,
you know?
See, we were setting it up with a dramatic pause. We were supposed to have some, like, music, like harrowing Indiana Jones music or something.
Dun, 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 dun.
I can see you in the next indie film since, you know, we've just passed Indiana Jones and the Golden Bedpan. We're going to move on. But
yeah, that's about it.
So anyway, I go see Mummy 3, right? And I'm like, I don't know what you guys thought of the first two because I haven't talked to you guys about every movie ever made. But we're getting close. We're getting close. Those late night conversations. But the first one rocked. Oh, my God. You couldn't even you can't touch the first one. It brought back the whole feelings of the 1930s. You know, it brought back like the Errol Flynn era. You know,
I don't know. I kind of felt that the first Mummy movie should have been called The Man, since he was a man longer than he was a mummy.
The Man. Well,
the man. The
and
man.
How he's keeping like and how he's keeping 70s? Brendan Fraser down.
Was it Chico and the Man though?
I think it was Chico and the Man.
And then they had Jake and the Fat Man.
Yeah. How fat was the fat man?
I don't know. I don't think they were.
How fat was he?
Oh, boom, ching. Because at the time it came out, we were surrounded by garbage, which is not unusual for Hollywood, thank you very much. But we were surrounded by garbage, and it was nice to see something that brought back that era. I love all the, you know, the movies from that time period, and no characters are like that anymore. There's no characters that have an ounce of decency. There's no characters that, you know, had the old-fashioned values, had the old-fashioned sense of adventure. You know, I mean, it's not around anymore. So it was kind of, it was refreshing in a way. And, I mean, it didn't even really matter. I didn't even really notice the mummy half the time because I was like, okay, that set rocks, that dialogue rocks. I'm like, what? They were fighting a mummy. What happened? But, no, it was great. I mean, except for some of the CGI, but you know how I am about CGI. I'm a tough cookie to break when it comes to CGI. But the second movie, obviously, we fell into the why are you making another movie? But we do that with every sequel that comes out, so it's fine. So I go see this one, right? Because it's supposed to be different, you know? The thing I like about the Mummy movies is I'm a big fan of mythology, and if you want to play a story off of mythology, you want to spin things around and give sort of that sort of roots or whatever, I think that's great, you know, especially Egyptian mythology. That's just fun. It's fun fodder. So I'm like, okay, I was into it. I was all, And then they're saying that this one's going to take you to Chinese mythology. You know, we're going to explore some things, and we're going to throw some stories out there, and we're going to mess around with some corpses like usual. And you know how I love messing around with corpses.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, all right, I'm down. I'm down for this. So, of course, Brendan Fraser's back. You've got Maria De Bello in it, whatever. But I can't brush over him real fast. Yeah, she's fantastic. Yeah. Jet Li. I mean, it was, you go see it, you're not expecting much. It's a sequel to The Mummy. What are you going to expect, right? Well, basically what happens, obviously, the Dragon Emperor has a curse placed on him. He and his army become these terracotta statue things. Bada bing, bada boom. Fast forward now, well, it would be the 1940s in the movie. Fast forward to then, bad people come, release the little Dragon Emperor. He gets all crazy, starts doing crazy things, you know, and then he wants to release his army, conquer the world, you know, the usual stuff. It's usual Friday night stuff. So anyway, you got this, and of course, Brendan Fraser and his little troop, his little usual band of heroes are there to try to save the day. So yeah, of course, you get the typical action, you get the typical, oh my god, we're going to have a fight right now. It's right. going to be intense. And I'm going to make intense faces when we have this fight. And there's going to be music, and it's going to be intense.
That's right.
But I'm going to lose, because at the end, we're going to have a bigger fight, and I'm going to win
That's
that
right.
one.
Yes!
That, in a nutshell, is the Dragon Emperor, guys. But honestly, it wasn't bad. I think the reason that I liked it is because of the mythology. I'm a huge fan of mythology. They didn't even have to have anybody in it. It could have been a History Channel show about Chinese mythology. And I would have been like, oh my god, that was awesome. Because I am a fan of mythology. So if you're a fan of that, if you like to see some interesting little storylines, whatever, it dragged, like, I'd say the first half of the movie was, I was kind of expecting more. But towards the second half, when you had the huge war thing going on, you're like, yeah, okay, whatever, I'm sold. Mythology is great. Don't expect anything. This isn't Brainiac stuff. This isn't Oscar-worthy stuff. This isn't, you know, incredible cinematography. This isn't, you know, an incredible score. This isn't anything really noteworthy. So don't go there for like, oh my god, this is going to blow my mind. This is going to change my future. No, it's not going to be like that, people.
No, it's only the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show does that.
Exactly. Exactly. You can't compete with G&D, you know?
I think you should have the Demon Hunter, Ghost Man, and Gigi take on the Mummy.
That would be a great. It'd be like Abbott and Costello.
Yeah. Like, you know, I got to tell you, I think Tecate beer, the people out in good old Mexico, they put a natural laxative in this stuff because my stomach's starting to gurgle. I don't know if I can handle the excitement.
Random set.
Yeah. If I open this box and something bumps out, Demon Hunter, I'm going to the bathroom all over myself.
I'm glad we use different studios.
Well, that's what I do.
We just lost the entire fan base of Manila. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Yes,
Dookie!
No, pretty much, guys, I went and saw this just because I wasn't expecting much. I just wanted to have a good time, wanted to have some fun. And yeah, it's fun. It's your typical action fare, but the mythology really is cool. And of course, you've got Jet Li and the Holy Grail of female martial arts herself, Miss Michelle. I love you. Please call me. But we watched
Michelle.
Yeah, she was in, oh my god, just about everything. She is the leading female martial artist in the world. And to have her versus Jet Li, how cool is that? I mean, I was like, oh. I knew it was coming because I had seen a glimpse of it in the trailer, and I was like, okay, they're at some point they're crossing swords. I don't know when.
See?
I don't know. At some point. And it's worth
See,
it.
If you ran into Michelle at a Renaissance festival, you couldn't walk up and say, hey, nice rack, because she would kung fu your butt. You could say butt, right?
I'm not sure like if rack. I would say that to her anyway, but I don't know. I don't know. I never looked at her like that, but...
Whatever.
But this is the Ghost Man, so apparently everybody's fair game. If you breathe, if you don't breathe, it doesn't matter. So.
Right. Talking's optional.
If you're still fresh on the slab, it doesn't matter.
Conversation not wanted.
Oh god, the show just went. Did Nate like officially leave? Nate, are you still there?
I'm just. I don't want to be affiliated with this conversation.
I thought you left. You literally just got up and left the room. You're like, I'm done. I washed my hands.
One day, I will write a book. Stories from the Road: True Lies of the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show.
I don't know. What is that going to be, like NC-17? Is that even... Can you even write that book?
I have no clue.
Okay, well, back to the Mummy 3. I say it's summertime, looking for something to do. There aren't any, you know, Oscar-worthy or esteemed movies, unless you want to go see Mamma Mia and watch Meryl dance around, whatever. But do you know how we love ABBA? But seriously, if you just want to have a good time, go see this movie. I love the mythology. I love the martial arts. It wasn't mind-blowing. I don't know. The first one still holds my heart, guys. But, yeah, I'd say go see this if you want to kick the summer heat and just have some fun.
All right.
And don't yell anything about Michelle's rack at the screen. I don't know.
I don't think you can say rack on the program.
I just, the button's broken, so.
Rack.
Too many times.
Yeah.
I meant the rack at the Kmart blue light special.
Yeah. Rack. Yeah, that one.
We all know if you want to see the ultimate mummy flick, you just have to watch Scarlock.
Right.
So, I mean, pick your poison, I guess.
Sure, yeah, sure.
And how comes the chicks always fall down when the mummy's chasing them? I mean, the guy's slow as molasses, and these chicks always find a way to get killed by the mummy.
See, well, I've got an interesting theory about this. The whole girls falling down will be chased by a killer. Girls are compassionate, so we feel bad that the killer's not, you know, he's not living up to expectations, he's not coming through with the kill, the audience is getting bored, so we're like, you know what? We're going to help him out. We're going to fall.
All right.
Help out.
All right, Gigi. Well, I love you very much. We got to get the professor on now, girl.
Sounds good.
All right, Gigi. Thank you so much. So, how many Brendan Fraser movies does this get this week?
I hope I don't have to see anymore. I'm going to give this a 5 because of the mythology. I'm going to put it right in the middle between 1 and 10 because the mythology is cool and I'm a big fan of that. But I don't know. You've seen one of them, you've seen them all, right?
Yeah. That's about my feeling about that. I wasn't thrilled to see with all the movies I've gone and seen this year, that's not on my list to get out there to see it.
Honestly, I will say this. This will put it in a better gauge for people. If you have a choice, like this week, because there's nothing else good out, you should have seen everything else last week, but if you've seen everything, you're up to date in your movies, you know that there's really nothing out. If you have a choice between The Mummy 3 and Journey to the Center of the Earth in 3D, oh, go with the 3D.
I'll go with that. All right, Gigi, we got to take a break so we can come back with Professor Slim King.
Sounds good.
All right, and we will talk to you soon.
All right, love you guys.
Love you too, Gigi. Bye-bye. Well, bro, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Let's do it, guys. Stick around. Professor Slim King's going to shock it all up next.
Well, during the break, don't forget, we'll be listening to another song by Soul Dog. You can check them out at either www.soldog.com or guitarviking.com.
This is Doug.
And this is Scott L. from
Ghostly Talk. Reminding you to tune in to Ghostly Talk on Sundays from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Heck yeah, Doug. Visit Ghostly Talk at www.ghostlytalk.com. One of the world's premier paranormal talk shows.
Totally, Scott. Download hundreds of free show archives, read the world's latest paranormal news, and be sure to visit our forums.
Pimping the grassroots paranormal community since 2002.
Dead air never sounded so good on Ghostly Talk.
You may think I'm crazy, well I know where you're from. when you thought you've seen it all. Here comes Scarefest 2008, crawling with real ghost hunters, cryptozoologists, paranormal experts, even exorcists. We've also invited stars from the House of a Thousand Corpses, the Devil's Reject, and we're hosting our very own Friday the 13th reunion. Make plans now to meet your favorite stars at the Scarefest, the biggest horror and paranormal convention in the Southeast, September 12th to 14th at Lexington, Kentucky's Lexington Convention Center. We're waiting for you right now at thescarefest.com. Just don't come alone.
Okay, well, if anyone else wants to call in and talk on the G&D show, all they have to do is dial 605-475-8590. When asked for the conference code, enter 555-1081, followed by the pound sign.
This is Robbie Thomas, and you're listening to the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show. Stay tuned, because they rock.
I purposely played the Soul Dog song there, Sean, because I knew our next guest was coming up, and he's also well known for his portrayal of Jake Blues, so I kind of wanted a blues song on there. And when I was at the Renaissance Fair this year, yesterday, I actually saw Rev, who is the lead singer of Soul Dog and now has GuitarViking.com. So I promised him I'd play a song for them. So.
Well, I got to tell you, little brother, I'm very excited tonight, and so are the listeners worldwide that tune into the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show every Sunday night at 9 o'clock, because our next guest sent a little black box. It was on the G&D show studio doorstep this week, guys. It's a black hoodoo box with strict instructions not to open till tonight. Tonight's guest, that's right, you guessed it, the Professor Slim King. This cat is wild. He's crazy. He's wrote numerous books on numerology, pendulums, dreams, all kinds of whacked out stuff, guys. He also predicted the Belmont Stakes Superfecto. He's going to talk about that a little bit tonight, guys. And, of course, we're going to unlock the secrets of the hoodoo box. So I'd like you to join me and Demon Hunter in welcoming the professor to the show.
Ghostman, Demon Hunter, how you guys doing?
Oh, we're getting by.
Great. Mm-hmm. Good. Mm-hmm.
What's up, Professor? Actually, I've been sitting here, and we're drinking the beer of the week. It was just Tecate. And, you know, they say if you go out to Mexico, don't drink the water. Well, I'm telling you, it's like a natural laxative. You just can't. Even the beer, it's the bottled Mexican water. It's just...
It doesn't take anything out of it, does it? Well, it doesn't have fun.
That's right, Professor. That's right. But, you know, we've been telling people all week long about you and how you... You do your thing. You're the professor. You've got a lot of books out there. You want to tell us a little bit about your background?
Well, I just like everybody else. I'm interested in the future and what's going to happen in the future. And, regardless of who you are or what you do, we're going to spend the rest of our lives in the future. So I've been trying to work on making some predictions, and I've always loved anything supernatural, unnormal, paranormal, whatever. You know, just like everybody, I've just been excited about it my whole life. And, man, this is a great day and age to be alive when all these radio shows and stuff, people really exploring what's going on.
Absolutely, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Now, you sent us, I don't know if you want to go into this, Professor, right away, and you're the man tonight, so you let me know, but you sent us a little black box that was on my doorstep this week, and I think it's breathing. I've actually seen it breathe this week, I think.
It has a lot of enchantments and spells put on it. I blessed it with a ball. There's incantations set over it. I even took it to the lady at Universal Studios, the psychic lady in the psychic, and she blessed that box before we mailed it out. So that thing is ready to go. Of course, you were given instructions not to open the box, and if you opened it too early, then all those blessings and things might turn 180 on you.
No, sir, Professor. You are the man. I'm listening to your instructions. I haven't even taken the bands off of it yet.
Great.
Besides, it's probably got like a little latch on it, and Sean has trouble with small things that require dexterity. So,
Me too, because I'm drinking Sailor Jerry's tonight. I don't know if you've had that, but that's a rock and roll rum.
See, rock and roll rum.
Rock and roll rum, and rum is a great thing for voodoo and hoodoo. You know that, Demon Hunter.
Oh, yeah. In fact, when I made my own Papa Lugba statue, it was Papa Lugba, the statue that I had to make. I had to bless it with rum. And Sean, you'd like this. You have to bless it by putting first taking a drink, then filling your mouth with the rum and spitting it out on the statue.
I blessed a lot of things, guys, mostly my stomach with rum.
Right.
So
and that's what I'm doing tonight. So here we go.
Only you're not spitting it out. So
let's do it, Professor. Where do you want to take the show? It's all yours, baby. Where do you want to take it?
All right. Hey, first, before we get started, I want to make a prediction. I try to make a prediction on almost every show. Okay. And I know sometimes you guys have some ideas about this. But I predict that in the very, very near future that someone is going to have like a deathbed confession, and they are going to confess that during May 18th, the 19th, the day after Mount St. Helens erupted, that they found a Sasquatch. They found a Sasquatch. They sent in the teams, the cadaver dogs and everybody to save everybody, and they found a Sasquatch and covered it up, and now one of those guys that found it is going to make it public.
Okay, I wrote it down. It's the date today, guys, August 3rd. Put it in your books, August 3rd of 08, deathbed confession, May 19th. Someone's going to come forward and say they found a Sasquatch, right?
Right, they found a Sasquatch up there when right after Mount St. Helens blew up. They went in to find survivors, and they found a Sasquatch, and the government was real heavy on covering that up, of course.
Right.
And we all
now,
know
is that a prediction in where you have seen this coming, or is that a prediction in that information has gotten to you?
I see this coming, but there's information that everyone has. You know, the first very newspaper article in Washington about a Sasquatch was at Mount St. Helens, like 1924. The very first UFO sighting that was publicized was in Mount Rainier in like within 20 years. And Mount Rainier is the next mountain right to Mount St. Helens, and the UFOs are flying south.
Well, you know, Sean and I have this theory that the Big Feet, would it be Big Feet as plural, or would it be Bigfoot? Well, the Big
Feet,
the Big Feet and the aliens are in cahoots.
You are right. Totally correct.
Ah.
You are totally correct on that. And here's the deal. Here's how it works. You know how we have zoos? We have zoos and we go around the planet and have different animals. Some animals in our zoos are, that's the only place they exist, correct?
Correct.
Right.
You know, and they have, like, they died off in other areas of the world. Sometimes we take that animal and try to reintroduce it back to its native place of birth, correct?
Yes.
Right, right.
It's the same thing as what the aliens are now doing. They are bringing animals that they got from here hundreds, thousands of years ago, and they had this Sasquatch-type creature, and now it no longer existed, so they, in the early 1800s, began to try to repopulate them on the Earth.
Now, go with me on this here. I've often heard people ask, why do the aliens always go and pick up the country folk and stuff like that?
Anal probing.
Well, yeah, but is it possible that these aliens have dropped, brought back the Bigfoot, dropped them in the country, and now they're picking up people to see how people are reacting to the reintegration of Gigantopithecus Americanus into their ecosystem?
Possibly. What if they're grabbing a few people just in case we nuke the entire world? And
see?
They need to reintroduce the human species.
I tell you what, Professor, I wish they would take me. I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
Well, maybe they're just taking a few cells and some readings and putting people back so they can grow new people to put them back if something happens.
Maybe. It's mind-boggling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, how about that voodoo box? Voodoo box. Want us to open that?
Well, Professor, I'll tell you what, I'm picking it up right now. I still got it. It's got the envelope on it. It says, do not open until the show, Ghostman and Demon Hunter, signed the Professor. So I'm pulling that off right now, guys. I'm putting that on the floor. I'm taking the straps off, and I'm looking at a black box. It's a black box, and it has a star, a sun, and a moon on it.
Now, is there anything he has to do before he opens the box, Professor?
No, he does not have to do anything. He is totally protected. He can open the box now. The show started. Everything's good.
Okay, guys, this is it. This is the moment. I'm opening the box right now.
A time-locked hoodoo box.
And I am opening the box
and it's red inside, and it has all kinds of cool stuff, Professor.
Yes, it does.
It has. It looks like a deck of cards in there, a little skeleton with a hat on, and some other kind of voodoo stuff. What are we looking at?
Go ahead and start taking it out. You got two dolls. You have a representation of myself there. You have a skeleton, big white hat on it. And I think people should know my site. The site is ProfessorSlimKing.com.
Oh, Professor, you totally outdid yourself on this. I'm looking at a skeleton doll right now with the cowboy hat on, and he has a pendulum hanging from
mm-hmm.
it. So that's the first item in the box, guys. I'm setting that down right here on the table. Then we got a deck of what looks like tarot cards.
Yeah.
Actually, two
yep.
decks.
Right. Keep those. We're going to possibly use those later. Just kind of move those to the side.
We got a calculator.
Right.
We have it looks like a Egyptian statue, a miniature.
Yeah, what is that of? Is that Nefertiti? I'm not sure which one you were sent.
I think it is. I think it's Nefertiti.
Okay,
yes,
great.
It is. It says Nefertiti right on the bottom.
Okay, great.
And then Professor
these are what? These are what I call paranormal playthings.
Okay.
Okay, and so go ahead. What else?
We have, it looks like one, two, three, four dolls that say voodoo on them. They have feathers. They're black-faced with some teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to lay them right here. And then we have some dice. It looks like a green die and a red die. And then we have a big coin. And, Professor, you're going to have to help me with this. It has the square peg cut out in the middle. I forget what that's called.
It's that Chinese coin.
Chinese coin. We got that. I'm setting that right here. We have some kind of bone. It looks like the professor was eating chicken.
It's a chicken bone.
We have a chicken bone here. And let's see what else we have here. We have cards. One says scissors. One says paper. One says rock. And then it just goes on scissors and rock again, guys. So we got those cards. We have an envelope that says dream prediction that is sealed.
All right.
It has not been opened. It is a sealed
card. Leave that sealed. Leave that thing sealed. Put it aside.
You got it, Professor. And then we're down to the bottom now, guys, and we have, looks like a handout of the, looks like the Belmont Stakes.
Right.
The one you made the prediction on.
Right. I predicted the Belmont Stakes. I sent out emails to dozens of people, and that is the email, a big blow-up of what I said. And if you will look up, it had the exact prediction of the outcome, a 25,000-ton outcome predicted, and all I did was I just took out the vowels, or what do you call it? I abbreviated the prediction and put it right up in that one little thing. And if you look at it, you'll see it's exact right on 25,000-to-1 prediction of the winners, the superfecta of the Belmont Stakes, and I sent this out a couple days before the race.
See, that's very impressive to me because I am a big race fan, and so next time I'm going up to the track, I'm going to call you beforehand and ask you for predictions there.
Now, we'll have to talk that over.
That's exactly what it says. That's exactly what it says, guys. The professor sent us this. It says 25,000-to-1 upset, and this was sent days before the race, guys. So I got that.
Right, and then all... Also, there should be a notarized thing that I sent to I sent about six of those out, one to a radio station that read it live on the air after the race, and it has the prediction, and it's notarized the day before the race.
It says, after visiting the Devil's Chair in the area of Casadega, I believe that these horses will win the Belmont Stakes.
Hey,
and
we've actually talked about the Devil's Chair, Sean, when we were talking about our weird locations at www.weirdus.com.
That's right, and the professor even put a contact number on for these cats to call him, and it is notarized, state of Florida, guys, and he sent us out this. I appreciate that. I got it right here.
Right. So you can see exactly, it was no fluke. I hit the Belmont Stakes straight on, and a lot of people knew it, and some radio stations, perhaps we can do a prediction for you guys in the future, too.
That'd be great.
I got all this stuff out here, Professor. I don't know what to do. I'm kind of overwhelmed.
Did you ever see South Park?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you've seen South Park. You know, they play a game on there called Rochambeau.
I'm not going to get kicked, am I?
Rochambeau means rock, paper, scissors. That's the name of the game. The most unobtrusive thing in that thing is rock, paper, and scissors. Clear off a little thing in front of you, and I want you to take those three pieces of paper, one that says rock, one that says scissors, and one rock, paper, and scissors.
Okay.
Take those out of the box and lay them in front of you. And Demon Hunter, you're going to do this.
I've got the same thing set up in front of me.
Right. A rock on the left. Paper in the middle, scissors on the right, just like the name of the game, correct?
Rock, paper, scissors, okay.
Scissors. I got it.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, you got them laying out right in front of you. Now, I'm going to try to do some, we're going to play a game, a psychic game, okay?
Okay.
Do exactly as I say. Not now, but in a moment, I'm going to ask you to switch any two of those. You can switch the two that are on the left, the two on the right, or you can switch the end two. You can switch any two of them. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
Uh-huh. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does.
We'll know what each other's doing. You'll be doing it separately. So right now, you have them laid out in front of you, rock, paper, scissors. For the first time, switch any two.
Okay.
Are you both done?
Done.
Yeah.
All right. Now, okay, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and switch any two again.
Okay.
Switch any two for a third time.
Okay.
And okay, let's just one more time for a fourth time. Switch any two.
Okay. Good on my end, guys.
Okay.
All right. They're laying out there. They're laying out there. I don't touch them. There's no way I could know how they're laid out, correct?
Correct.
No way.
Here's what I want each of you to do. Think of a secret number between 1 and 6. Don't tell anybody. Go ahead and make that many random switches.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you both done?
All done.
All right. Oh, great. Now, whatever that number was, that secret number,
right?
Just there's no possible way anybody could know where anything is, but that secret number, whatever that is, make that many switches again.
Great radio. Nobody can see it.
We're switching the cards, guys. We're moving them around.
Okay.
Okay. You're switching them. Are you both done now?
All done.
All done, Professor.
There is no friggin' way that I could know where anything really is, right?
No way.
Right, and I'm probably 1,000 or 1,500 miles away from you guys on a telephone.
Yeah.
And you guys don't know what you guys have been switching different ways and stuff. But let's go with Ghostman first. Don't touch them. Just look right at them. I want you to concentrate. Ghostman, do you want to play with the rock, paper, or scissors? Which one do you want to play with?
I want to play with the rock.
Okay, where does the rock sit in front of you?
Are we talking left, right, middle?
Is it the left, right, or the middle? Where is it?
It is the left, sir.
So the rock is all the way to the left. Now, to beat the rock, where is it?
It's on the left side.
Okay, good. The rock is all the way to the left, and I need to beat you, and I have no idea that I have to pick to beat the rock. Would I have to pick the paper? I'm looking right now to see the paper, Ghostman. The paper is right in the middle. That's the paper.
Oh, wow.
Rochambeau! Well, I got you.
It is. Can I say how it's laid out, Professor? It's rock, paper, scissors. Left to
all
right.
All right. Now, let's go over Demon Hunter.
Okay.
Demon Hunter,
yep.
You got to lay it out in front of you, right?
Yes, I do.
They're still sitting there. You haven't moved them.
Nope.
Do you want to switch one more time, or are you happy where they're at?
I'm happy with where they're at.
You're happy with what? Which one do you want to play with, Demon Hunter?
Well, I like to run with scissors, so I'll take the scissors.
You're taking the scissors. Where do they sit at in front of you? I have to see the other ones.
They are all the way on my left.
They are also on your left.
Uh-huh.
And to beat the scissors, they're all the way on your left. To beat the scissors, I need what, the rock?
That's right.
For you, I'm going to pick the rock. The rock is dead center. Is that it?
No.
Ah, I missed. Oh, right.
Maybe I goofed up somewhere, but my rock is far right.
Oh. Here's what we'll do. I want to play you again.
Okay.
I've already beat Ghostman. I'm going to beat you, Demoner. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to put him in any position you want. Just lay him out any way you want.
Okay. All done.
Okay? I have no idea. I want you to switch the paper with whatever's on the right of it. If it's all the way to the right, just leave it where it's at, please.
Okay.
Now I want you to switch the rock with whatever's on the left of it. If it's already to the left, just leave it there.
Okay.
And what's left? The scissors? I want you to switch the scissors, let's say, with whatever's on the right of it. Whatever's there. If it's already all the way to the right, leave it there.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to think of one right now that you're going to play with. Think of it and don't tell anybody, right?
Okay.
But I want you to turn it face down so you can't see it.
Okay.
Now I want you to switch the other two and turn them face down.
All done.
All done. So you know in your mind which one you're playing with, correct?
Correct.
All right. Now, left, center, or right? Think of any two. Call them out loud. Left, center, or right? Call two out loud.
Center and right.
Okay. Switch the center and the right ones.
All right.
Now call out any two. Left, center, or right?
Center and left.
All right, switch the center and the left.
Okay.
Now again, call out any two.
Center and the left.
Center and left again.
Yep.
All right. Did you switch those?
I did.
Now call out any two again.
Okay, right and left.
All right, right and left. Switch those.
Okay.
Now, are you sure, pretty sure that I don't know where anything is, correct?
I don't even know where anything is now.
All right. Neither one of us. We're both in the dark on this. I want you to turn over the one all the way to the right. Turn it over and tell everyone what it is.
It's paper.
It is the paper. Okay, please discard the paper. We don't need that.
Okay.
All right. We're down to two things.
All righty.
The rock and the scissors.
I'm all ready for you.
And you're thinking of one. That's what you're playing with.
Yep.
And I'm playing with the other one. I'm going to pick the rock to beat your scissors.
And you won.
Rochambeau!
Rochambeau!
Now, if I could just actually play that game that way, Sean could wind up having to take the trash out every night.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Fun.
You're good, Professor. What do we got next? What's going on? Hey, I'm excited here.
I've got something I want to do, and this should be fun. I want you to kind of go into a dream state for me. I want you to kind of think, and I want you to imagine.
Don't ask
that
Sean to think. That's just not fair.
Yes. Ghost Man, imagine you're at the carnival. Uh-huh. All right? And you're going down the carnival, and you see one of those carny chants, and it's got a lady in there. And you go in there, and it's an old gypsy woman. Okay. But she kind of looks like Demon Hunter. In the center. But you're looking at her, and she's looking at you. Mm-hmm. And she's got a bunch of tarot cards. She's got the world. She's got judgment. She has the sun, the moon, the stars, the tower. She's got the devil, the temperance, death, the hangman. The fool, the magician, the high priest, she's got the empress, the emperor, all those cards, like the hierophant, the lover, the chariot, the strength, the hermit, wheel of fortune, justice. She's got all these, there's a whole bunch of tarot cards she's got them, right?
Right, right.
And so you decide that you want a psychic reading. So you look her in the face and tell her you want a psychic reading, and you lay your money down, and she spreads the cards out, and you... Ghost Man, you reach out and pick one card and pull it out. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
And now turn it over, and look at it. It's very, very visual card. What card is it? Tell us all.
Isn't it the lovers? Is it the?
It's the lovers. Is that what you picked?
That's what I picked.
Okay. Ghost Man, you picked the lovers. You have the lovers in your hand. Correct? You have the lovers in your hand. You walk out of there holding the card. You are so struck with your reading that you pick the lovers, and you're going to be very lucky now. And so you walk home, and you have the lovers in your hand, correct?
Okay, that's right.
You get home, and when you get home, you realize that you have stolen a card from the gypsy woman, which might not be too good of a thing. So in your dream, you take the card and put it under a book.
Okay.
You take it and you put it under a book, and that's where the lovers are sitting.
Okay.
Why, can I ask you right now, why did you pick the lovers?
I don't know. It just came to me, the lovers. I just picked it.
It just came to you for any reason?
No, I don't know. It came to me, I guess.
It came to you.
Yeah.
It came to you in a dream. It came to you in our dream. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to multitask on your computer there.
Okay.
Open, grab the envelope that says dream prediction I sent to you last week.
I got it in my hand.
Open it up, please.
I am opening the dream prediction envelope as we speak, Demon Hunter.
Okay.
You guys can
hear
this.
Pull it out.
I'm opening it right now. I'm pulling out the envelope.
And I want you to go ahead and read what it says. Everybody, I want them to know what it says. Just read it out loud.
It says www.youtube.com/ProfessorSlimKing.
Right. So everybody go to that site right now. Everybody in the sound of my voice, go to the site. Go ahead, go to that YouTube account. I think I have only like two videos on there.
Okay.
And it's
youtube.com/ProfessorSlimKing.
Yeah, that's my site. I'm just learning how to do this, how to post a thing. I've got one on there, and I'm in my Blues Brothers outfit. So look for the guy in the Blues Brothers outfit.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you see him?
Poking his head out behind the card there.
Go ahead and start that video. I want everyone to watch that video.
Okay. Well, we've got to talk while we do it. It makes better radio.
All right, go ahead. You're watching. What's going on?
I'm watching you with a bottle of Night Train.
Yes.
And the Lover's card.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
There's 78 different tarot cards. 78 different cards you could have picked from that magic lady, but you picked the Lovers.
Wow.
And I predicted that like a couple days ago. I put that up, and I think people have been commenting on it. Go ahead, if you see this and are experiencing it with us, go ahead and make a comment right now on that post.
Yeah. Make a comment, guys. Oh my God, Professor, that's amazing.
I gotta say that got me there. That's cool.
That is amazing.
I'm glad you didn't have dead air as your jaw was hitting the ground.
I've never seen anything like this, Professor. Never.
Well, that's how I get things like the Belmont Stakes and predicting what card you're gonna think of in a dream. And, of course, go to ProfessorSlimKing.com, and I have a little book on dream predictions. You can grab that. There's a special thing going right now that my web guy said. He took all these books that, you could get them hardback or whatever for $25-$35 a piece or something. He made e-books out of all of them. You can buy all 5 e-books for $3.99 a piece if you buy them all. So it's less than $20 for all 5 books. Kind of like a little psychic starter kit.
Professor, I got to tell you guys, right now, go to ProfessorSlimKing.com, get these books. I know I'm going right away because, Professor, tonight on this show, you have shown me more than any psychic we've ever had on this show.
I have to admit, the Lover's card has me stumped a little bit there. That's good. I like that.
I had to have a little, I had to be a little sneaky because I couldn't just come right out and say Ghost Man and Demon there. I didn't want anybody tipping you off. But if you look at the end, you'll see that I entered your little. If you look at the end. So everybody go to that video and make a comment because this kind of stuff just doesn't happen every day.
Let's see here.
Okay, Professor, you got a lot of our listeners going there right now.
Great.
The Lovers.
Good, good, good.
The Lovers.
Now.
Whoa!
Here.
Doo-wop, doo-wop, doo-wop.
Yeah, I couldn't sing too many bars of it. I didn't want to get sued or have to pay somebody.
Where are we going next, Professor? I'm already stunned. You want to quit the show now, or do we want to keep going?
Why don't we... hey, well, I wanted to tell you one thing. I got to tell you that for a year and a half, almost 2 years now, I've had an open challenge to Criss Angel.
Okay.
I don't know if you've heard about it, but they flew me out to for the Phenomenon show.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. When I went out to audition for the show, I was number 11. They had 10 guys on the show. I was the odd guy out, the standby. And when I went out there and I did Rochambeau for all the executives out there, all at the same time. There was like 8 of them at a crack that I was Rochambeauing into the dirt. It was awesome. But I met Banachek out there. He's one of the advisors for Criss Angel, and let him know that for the last year and a half, almost 2 years, that I had this open challenge going with everyone on the radio, that he could come on the radio and try to duplicate or do better than I could on any of these feats that I do. And he has dodged me for a year and a half now.
Wow.
So right now, I'm challenging Criss Angel to come on the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show and bring his stuff and see if he can top this last one.
Come on, Criss. Don't be a chicken.
Muy impresante. I'd love to have Criss Angel come and prove this.
Right, the mind freak himself. He should come on out here and do something better than that. This is pretty much impossible to do camera tricks while you're on the radio, correct?
That's right. I mean, that alone, I'm impressed.
Perfect. All right, so...
Where do you want to go from here? We got all this stuff. We got the skeleton doll with the cowboy hat. We got the 4 voodoo dolls that intrigues me to death.
You know, some of this stuff I want to, you know, there's probably 2 or 3 shows worth of stuff, and I like to call back every now and then, just impromptu, out of the clear blue sky, you get a call from the professor, and I'll say, grab that box, we're going to do something.
That sounds good to me.
You, the professor is definitely, I hope, going to be a regular on the G&D show after tonight.
Here's what I'd like to do. Grab that pendulum. I have a cool little book on pendulum. Pendulum.
Hey, I got it. I got it right here in my hand. Very okay. Pretty pendulum, guys.
I'm just a little nervous there, Professor, that Sean walked in to see a gypsy that reminded him of me and picked a lover's card.
That was kind of like my dream last night, Professor.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I don't even ask about that. I don't want to know.
A gypsy with a 5 o'clock shadow.
Oh boy!
She's got a graying goatee. Yeah, that's
Jeez.
All right,
pendulum, Professor. I got it.
You got the pendulum. Okay, now here's what we're gonna. And this involves everyone. Everybody out there has to work on this to make this work.
Okay,
now, what I want you to do. Have you ever worked with a pendulum before?
I have, Professor.
You have. Okay, great. What I want you to do is I want you to hold that pendulum right in front of you. All of us are going to concentrate. We're going to try to make this pendulum move away from you and back towards you. Away from you and back towards you. Hold it by the end, directly in front of you.
I got it right
now. You have it?
I'm holding it.
Okay, I'm concentrating. Everybody's concentrating. I want everyone to try to make it move away from you and back towards you. Away from you and back towards you. Can you feel it moving at all?
You know what? It's amazing, Professor, and I'm not kidding, guys. You know me. I'm sitting here, and I see the pendulum moving towards the computer screen. Moving away from. Yeah, it's moving away from me. And now it's swaying back to me, but it's still moving away from me. Not like I held it still.
Wow.
But you can definitely see it moving towards the screen.
All right, great, that's great, because that's a response we normally get when people get their minds all working together. But hold it right now and make sure it's perfectly still, maybe touch it on the table in front of you. We're all going to try to make it move side to side, like in a side to side.
Listen, guys, I'm going to touch it on the table real quick. You hear that?
I hear that.
Touch it on the table, have it nice and so steady yourself side to side. I want everybody, Demon Hunter, concentrate, side to side, hang on to that thing, just hold it. Can you feel it going side to side, just a little bit that way?
It is moving side to side rapidly, and it was dead stop.
Oh, my gosh.
Left to right. Now it's swinging widely. It's almost hitting the microphone here in the studio.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now we've got those two going. Now here's the fun one. I want to see if everybody involved, everybody listening tonight, we can make it go in a circle. So go ahead and stop it again.
Okay. I'm going to hit it on the table, guys.
Stop it right there. Put your finger, hold it up, you know, and everyone concentrate and see if we can get this thing swinging in a circle. Swinging in a circle around and around and around and around. Around, is it moving? Has it started to move?
It's just shaking with my hand right now, but it's
okay.
Not
okay. All right, concentrate. This is the hardest one to do, but it can be done. We were successful on the other two. Now we just have to adapt our minds to make this move around and around and around.
There it goes, guys. It is
there
moving
goes.
In a circular
and
position.
And then once it starts going, it really starts going, doesn't it?
Yes, it
once
is.
Once we got it,
is
it rolling.
It is.
Is it going clockwise or counterclockwise?
Counterclockwise.
That's exactly the way it goes. Counterclockwise. Perfect.
And it is moving right.
Is that not amazing stuff?
Wow. It is going crazy right now, Professor. It hasn't stopped yet.
Now, Sean, your hands aren't shaking from all the drinking, right, Sean?
No, guys, I'm telling you, I stopped this thing. You heard me hit it on the table, and you know I've worked with pendulums before. I don't have much faith in them, but this thing is spinning. Now it just stopped, and it was going in a counterclockwise circular position.
Now, wow. Now, I don't know whether to go out. Now, this the riskiest thing is, it's too personal.
Let's do it, Professor. Come on, let's do it. I'll do it. Nothing's personal.
Sometimes
on this show.
When we have two hosts, we have one host ask the other person a personal question that he knows, and then they hold the pendulum, and we decide which way will be yes and which way will be no, and you,
okay.
Of course, know the answer, and then everyone concentrates that you will be honest and see if it honestly answers your question, and so you don't actually have to answer the question. But you have to say yes or no to the demon hunter.
Okay.
You follow me?
I get it.
You get it? You understand what I'm saying?
And I have a question I can ask that Sean won't be too embarrassed by my asking, and it's still personal.
Yeah, but
am I
still
in love
won't
with
know.
The, am I in love with the professor? Yes.
Yes or
yeah,
no?
Well, I don't have a professor card in the deck, so you're pulling that one out. All right, so go ahead, ask him a question that we don't know.
Okay.
We will concentrate. He will tell the truth to the pendulum, and that intuitive pendulum will swing in the proper way. Let's say I do it kind of backwards. If it's to and from, away from you.
Uh huh.
I use that as a yes.
Okay,
and
that's
then
what
if
I've
it
always
goes
done.
Sideways, that's a no. I think that's about opposite of what most people do, but that's what I like to do. It's
okay.
Just up to you. Is that okay?
That's the way I do it too. Okay.
Right now, guys, I'm holding the pendulum. I'm holding it very still, and I'm ready for the question.
All right,
okay.
You ready, Sean?
I'm ready.
Asking.
Okay. On the very first broadcasted show of the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show.
Okay.
Were you living with your significant other?
At the time.
At the time.
Okay, I'm releasing the pendulum. Very still.
We are all trying to make you tell the truth.
Were you still living with your significant other on the very first broadcast of the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show?
Which way was yes and which way was no?
Back and forth towards you and away from you is yes, side to side is no.
Well, I got to say, it is swinging rapidly from left to right.
So, is that yes or no?
That would be no.
That would be yes?
Left to right would be no. Side to side.
I think we got that one, Professor, because I was living with her at the time, or she was kind of moved out, but, you know.
Great. Good.
So did it answer yes or did it answer no, Sean?
It answered no, but that's kind of a tough one, Demon Hunter, because she had moved out, remember? She was
well, that's what I was thinking, that you the story had always been that you were living, that during the very first show, you were like sitting on a box doing the show because all the furniture had been taken out of the house.
That's right. Okay. So the answer is
The answer is no. And
the answer is no, and that's what the pendulum said.
Yeah.
And it's still swinging no, folks.
It's a big no.
That's great. That's great, man.
That is, man.
So let's see, we did some Rochambeau. Let's see, the video thing just was great. The pendulum's been working good. What else do we got?
Let's take a 1 minute break, and Sean will be able to talk to you on the line about what you want to do next while we take a 1 minute break there, Professor.
Okay, great.
All right, we'll be right back.
Stick around, guys. Professor's up next with some more magic stuff. Stick around.
It's coming. The 7th Annual Mid-South Paranormal Convention will be taking over Louisville, Kentucky, September 26th through 28th. The Louisville Ghost Hunters Society has went all out this year to bring some of the most amazing speakers, vendors, and activities together under one roof at the Executive Inn in the heart of Louisville. For ticket prices, hotel accommodations, and any other info on the 7th Annual Mid-South Paranormal Convention, visit LouisvilleGHS.com.
If credit card debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. Trinity's counselors will explain the entire program with no pressure. Call Trinity today at 800-595-0052. 800-595-0052. Get a fresh start. For free information, call 800-595-0052.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger with GhostVillage.com, author and lecturer and all-around weird guy. And when I'm not out ghost hunting, I'm listening to the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show.
Okay, and we're back. I was listening to the professor and Sean talking about what they were going to do next. I didn't get to be involved with that conversation, but... I understand.
Very mystic stuff, Demon Hunter. Very mystic. But you know what? I wanted to ask you, Professor, how did you make that that prediction about the cards before?
Here's what happened. A few days ago, I was on another radio show, and a guy called in. And he goes, well, all right, I'm a skeptic. I have a card under a book.
Okay.
And we go, well, it's... And I said... I usually don't really take challenges over the, you know, telephone, but I'll take this one. And so I said, you know, it's not a regular card. It's not a playing card, is it? It's a tarot card. And then I had the host proceeded to tell him exactly which tarot card it was.
Okay.
It was amazing. And so I thought that I would try something very similar tonight with you. You know what I'm saying? It kind of inspired me. For you to take something in this dream and do it like that, it was kind of great. You know, I think that's what inspired my dream.
I was actually able to go onto the website and check and see that people had left it posts yesterday and earlier. So it was not just like something he was sitting there waiting to throw onto the internet after Sean gave his prediction. You know,
he wasn't buying time.
It had been on the website. People have made comments on it. So it wasn't a trick. Folks.
Well, as a matter of fact, the other one I think is on there too. You can look at the one I did on that show that I was like a week ago or less than a week ago.
Oh, okay.
Well,
there's another prediction that totally came true just like yours did.
Well, you know what, Professor? I hate to do this because I could talk to you for another 5 hours, but we got like, I think, 7 minutes.
We've got about ten minutes, Sean. So we're...
All right. All right. Well, let's do this. Grab those tarot cards.
I got them. Rubber bands still
and
on them.
Carefully take the rubber band off.
Okay, off both decks.
And set the tarot cards in front of you.
Okay, they are still separated?
Get rid of the small pack, just the big pack, correct?
Okay, I'm taking the small pack and I'm putting it down on the ground here. And I got the big pack.
The big one and take the rubber bands off the big one. And that's called the major arc. The big one. Okay?
I got it.
Set it in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
Without the rubber bands? Go ahead and cut it once and complete the cut.
So cut and shuffle or just cut?
No, just cut it once.
Okay.
Now he's saying cut the deck, Sean, not cut anything else that you tend to do on the show.
Oh, my gosh. I'm glad I'm not there. All right, go ahead.
I just cut it once, Professor, and I'm laying him face down back on the desk.
Good. Now cut them once again.
Okay. I'm cutting them once again. I'm sliding the top half under the bottom, and I'm putting him face down back on the table.
Okay. Now, your left hand.
Left hand.
Yeah, cut him once, then complete the cut.
Okay, I'm cutting him again. I'm taking the bottom half, putting it over top the top half, face down on the table. It is complete.
Do you want to cut one more time, or do you...
Yeah, let's cut one more time, Professor.
Okay, cut one more time.
I'm cutting it again, brother. We're doing the same thing, face down on the table, and we're ready to rock.
Now, here's what I want you to do. Ghost Man, I want you to cut it into four piles right in front of you. Just one, two, three, four. So there's four piles right in front of you.
I'm cutting it once. There's one. Cutting it twice. There's two, three, and four right in front of me on the desk, face down.
All right. Now, I don't want you to tell me, I do not want you to tell me which one you're going to pick up, but I want you to pick up one of those piles in your left hand.
The whole pile, Professor?
Yeah, just pick up one of those piles.
Okay, I'm picking it up face down on the desk.
And this is the major arcana that he's working with, Professor?
This is the minor.
The minor arcana, okay.
Right. Now, here's what I'd like you to do.
Okay.
I want you to deal out. Do you have room in front of you?
I do.
Deal out the top three cards from that randomly selected one. One on the left, one in the middle, and one to the right, right off the top.
Should one I flip them over yet, Professor?
Nope. Face down, please.
Okay, face one down, to one to the right.
One to the left.
And one on the left.
You put one to the right, one to the middle, one to the left, okay?
Is that
how you did it?
They're all done, great. Yes, sir.
All right. I want you to put your hand on the one, the first one you dealt up, the one to the right. Go ahead and put your hand on that, will you?
My hand is on it right now, Professor.
Now, I want you to concentrate. There are, like, three suits. The Minor Arcana is like a set of dealing cards, like a set of cards. There's cups. There's coins, there's swords, and staffs.
Okay.
There are three, like, suits. What suit do you think that might be?
Oh.
A cup, a coin, a sword, or a staff?
Coins
and pentacles.
I know
nothing about tarot cards, so
I don't have to know anything about it.
A coin.
You think, okay, coin. Now, there's like a 1 through a 10, and there's a page, a knave, a queen, and a king. A 1 through a 10, page, knave, queen, or king, which one do you think it might be?
Let's say king.
King. So go ahead and turn that card over, the one on your right, turn it, hand on top, and read what is it.
Okay, I am turning it right now. Four of swords.
It's the four of swords. The four of swords. Okay, here's what I'd like you to do. I want you to, all the way over to the left. Turn that card up. Don't tell anybody what it is.
Does it matter which hand, Professor?
Yeah, no. Just all the way to the one on the other side. Just turn that over.
On the left, I'm turning now.
Okay, and you still have one in the middle that's face down, correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, the one on the left, is it a cup?
Can I answer?
Yeah, go ahead and answer me. Is it a cup? Is it a cup?
It is a cup.
It's a cup, and I believe I'm getting the feeling. Go ahead and concentrate on it. Is it a number? It's not a face card. It's like a number?
It is a number, Professor.
But it's a big number, isn't it?
Yeah. It's larger.
Is it the 10 of cups?
It is the 10 of cups,
It's the 10 of cups. All right, there's one card that's face down.
Yes, in the middle.
Put your hand on it.
My right.
Put your hand on it. I'm getting a good vibe. I'm feeling that it's I think it's a coin. I'm thinking this would be something about juggling your finances. Okay. A decision regarding money, weighing the odds, an important decision regarding a long-term concern. I'm reading this right out of my book about tarot cards.
You're saying, can I predict which card it is, knowing what you're saying?
Yeah, can you?
I would say that if he's juggling his finances.
Yes.
Is this a Rider-Waite deck?
No. Okay. You're going to go crazy when I tell you what kind of deck this is.
Okay, well then I will say that it is probably the Two of Pentacles.
The Two of Coins.
The Two of Coins.
Turn that card over. What is it?
I am turning the card over right now, and it is the Two of Coins.
No way!
It's the Two of Coins, man.
It's the Two of Coins. Demon Hunter, you hit it right on.
There you go.
Apparently everybody's magic but me, Professor.
No, the Demon Hunter just knows a lot about tarot cards. And when he said juggling money.
Wow, Professor. That is amazing. Still, how do you do that? You're all these many miles away, and you're predicting stuff through the airwaves.
Yes, people need to know that. I'm not here. I'm on the radio waves, trying to harness the paranormal undercurrents of the United States and exhibiting them on the radio.
You are, guys. It is the Two of Coins. It's got a picture of a cat balancing two coins, throwing them in the air. The Two of
that
Coins.
That was amazing, Demon Hunter. That was pretty
picture of
cool.
A cat balancing two coins?
A cat, well, it's an Egyptian-looking guy.
Now, if you guys want, here's one of the huge laughs. I send out hundreds and hundreds of, these tarot decks to various radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
I had to find some tarot decks years ago that were cheap. Uh-huh. These are Miss Cleo tarot decks.
Oh, man.
How does that grab you? But now they're collector's items, and they're worth a bunch of money.
Oh, boy.
So hang in there.
Even our show's got one.
You got one now. So we can use that Miss Cleo deck anytime we want.
Oh, wow, Professor. I mean, I got to tell you. We have had some cats come on here that have been psychic and everything else. Love them, leave them, whatever have you. The professor came on tonight and knocked our socks off, folks.
That's right. Hey, Professor, where besides your website, ProfessorSlimKing.com, where can people go to see you?
I'm down here in Florida. The best way is there's a site called Radio ESP.
RadioESP.com.
Okay. And there's a little you can sign up there. That's where I first started doing my radio experiments from. And that site's still there, and there's a little sign-up sheet. So you can go to Radio ESP and just sign up there, and then I'll let you know when I'm in your part of the world performing, because I perform around the Florida area predominantly because I am at Universal Studios. I have to be there 3 days a week as Jake Blues. So kind of here, I fly out and I fly back occasionally. A couple times a month, but mostly I'm in Florida.
Well, you know,
can we get a chorus line from Blues Man real quick, Professor?
You're going to have to come down and sing with me because it's a lot of fun down here in Florida, and you guys need to take a vacation.
Now, I've heard the Ghost Man sing. You don't want him singing with you because you'll lose all your gigs in the future.
Well, that's what alcohol is all about, I think. That's why he drinks. That's why I drink.
Well, Professor, I love you. I know our listeners love you now. Guys, right now, go right now. ProfessorSlimKing.com. Get the books. Get what you need to get. This guy's for real.
Yeah, they'll have a jump start on the next time we come. They'll know what to expect. And, they could, come up and tell which one you're thinking about.
Absolutely.
Which tarot. Hey, it's been a pleasure being on, guys. This is a great show you got here.
It has been fun. Next time, you'll have to send me a box, Professor, so that I can be part of the...
I will send you a box next time.
And, hey, Sean, Professor, can you actually hold on for a minute? Because we got to wrap up. We want to keep you on the line for when we're done.
Great. No problem.
So, guys, Sean, I think it's time to thank all our listeners for joining us tonight for the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
Absolutely, brother. And once again, guys, only the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show brought you Professor Slim King tonight, unlocking the powers of the paranormal before your very eyes. Okay, guys, and be sure to check out our website at www.ghostanddemon.com and log on our forums because we want to hear from you.
That's right. And join us next week, which will be August 10th, I believe. That's my prediction. And I'm not sure who we're going to have on next week. It's going to be it's up in the air right now. We had something planned. It didn't come through. So we're putting something cool together for next week, but we want you here anyway. I'll let all our loyal listeners know in advance, but join us next week. And don't forget that you can listen to this show and other Ghostman and Demon Hunter programs on Planet Paranormal, the Podomatic, Podcast Alley, iTunes, Mediafly, Podbean, Blueberry, Podcast Pickle, ParaX Radio, and the Podfeed community.
Hey, I bet the professor knows who next week's guest is. Hey, guys, you get out of here and have a great week. Don't go changing ghost hunters. We won't. We love you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
So say good night to the bad guy.